Washington's Initiative 502 doesn't just legalize possession of small quantities of marijuana. It sets up a system for licensing cultivation and sale of the drug and then imposes a tax system. Sam Kamen is a professor of law at the University of Denver. He says he thinks the federal government will determine that Washington's law is going too far and will challenge it in court.
The federal government has been tolerant of marijuana when it's been under the guise of medicine, when it's been relatively limited. But, you know, to move from those people who have a doctor's recommendation for marijuana to all adults over the age of 21 is just an enormous growth in the industry.
Kamen says the federal government could sue to block Washington's marijuana law on the basis of preemption. That's the legal doctrine that federal law trumps state law. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Seattle said in a statement that the Controlled Substances Act remains in effect. The Justice Department is reviewing the ballot initiative and had no additional comment. Initiative sponsor Allison Holcomb has said the core of the measure, possession of marijuana, would likely escape a federal challenge. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.